Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Marion Kellum, former high school, Crown Point High School theater director forever. How many years did you do that, Marion?
35 years.
Yeah.
And I started in 59, and that's a long time ago.
Now, did you, because I just can't remember it when everything opened, but did you get to teach at the new high school when it opened?
I retired 2 or 3 years before.
Yeah.
But I had use of that wonderful auditorium that was built in 76.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I had everything I needed. It didn't have adequate fly space, had a little tiny bit of fly space, mm-hmm. but had wonderful wing space. And mm-hmm. so we could roll sets on
yeah.
and off and do all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But, and the new auditoriums, of course, just magnificent.
Yeah.
So wonderful.
It's a
this
pretty.
Crown Point has been a supporter of the arts. And that's what attracted me to Crown Point in 1959,
uh-huh.
and that's what keeps me here.
That's good. Well, you've been doing plays at the old courthouse off and on.
Yes.
And last year you did a courtroom.
We did. Last year I wrote a play about Lillian Holly.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And we had the fortune of connecting up with her 99-year-old niece who came to the play, and I was a little concerned. You know, you write about a controversial
yeah.
period, a controversial character, but she and the rest of the family were very kind and thought that we did a good job, and even brought us absolutely phenomenal pictures of Lillian as a child,
a
young bride. And it was really
nice.
Wonderful.
Lillian was the sheriff when Dillinger escaped. That's yes that's
yes,
the thing. And now have you written this play, this year's play too?
This one is a play that I saw at the Humana Festival of New American Plays mm-hmm. In Kentucky, and it's written by Jane Martin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look into it at all, you'll find out there's a little bit of a mystery about who Jane Martin really is. That year's contest, Talking With, which is the title of this play,
mm-hmm.
won that year's contest. So we were all waiting for Jane Martin to come walking up and receive her award, you know,
mm-hmm.
and among the United States Critics Association makes the decision and they present the award.
Uh-huh.
And instead, the president, manager, director of the festival came up and received it and said she wouldn't be appearing. She has never appeared. I've seen plays by her several times
uh-huh.
there. So who is she?
And and what is this play about?
This is it is 11 monologues in which individual women come out on stage and lights come up and they talk to the audience. Nobody else on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they are unique people. They're so, each one has an unusual aspect of their life, some way they're dealing mm-hmm. with being a woman, being a wife, a mother, an employee, or with being, like me, elderly and looking at the end of life.
Mm.
And so it's a range. There are some young women involved, and there's old women. It's very well-rounded, but you would not see such an unusual group of unique people that you could say about they're very human.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow their problems and the way they deal with them resonate
mm-hmm.
with us and with who we are.
So, first of all, I wouldn't call you elderly, Marion. But in any
well,
80, event,
82 is getting there, John.
You're a young-looking 82.
Thank you.
So this is going to be in the courtroom at the old courthouse on the square in Crown Point.
It is.
And it's the last two weekends of February.
Right. We are continuing a trend. We've had shows in there for 7 years, and this will be the eighth in February. And February is not a hospitable time to do a play. But we think that for one thing, people ought to see that courtroom.
Oh, yeah.
When you flip those seats up and the wire frame underneath for the old where the old men put their their straw hats in.
Isn't that cool?
It's beautiful. Yeah. And it's still there. We ought to go look at it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a cool space. Well, good. Thanks for being here to tell us about it, Marion. And good luck with the performances. I hope you sell out.
Thank you for your support, John. Your voice. You support the arts in Northwest Indiana, and we depend on you.
Thank you so much, Marion. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.